WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. During a 48-hour period last week, local emergency rooms and medical clinics have seen 24 patients and possibly one death resulting from drug overdoses. The only commonality, according to College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger, is that the victims were smoking synthetic marijuana products that included Kush, K2, and Spice.
The problem with these substances is that the exact chemical makeup of these various illegal substances is unknown. The potency is unknown to the user. The source is unknown, so it's very risky when the person ingests it.
There are a variety of symptoms of someone who has consumed these illegal drugs.
Delusional behavior, hallucinations, very hyperactive, combativeness on occasion when dealing with police and first responders and medical professionals. The main medical problem that has been shown is involved in the difficulty of breathing. Other symptoms include severe, profuse vomiting.
Flieger says those who have consumed the drugs need to have immediate medical attention. And if anyone knows the source of the illegal drugs, to contact local law enforcement or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Volunteers interested in what would have been the 30th Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley event are being told it's not going to happen. Organizer Danny Morrison says the kitchen they used to cook the 80 to 90 turkeys needed to serve 1,200 meals was not available. Those facilities are operated at Texas A&M by their private provider. The regional marketing director for Chartwell's in Austin tells WTAW News during the summer the availability of the kitchen used in the past was uncertain due to construction. On October 1st, Chartwell's notified organizers the kitchen would be available, and the offer is still open, along with assistance from campus dining staff. Today brings more delays for motorists on Rock Prairie Road through the construction zone at the freeway. More lane shifting will take place between 8:30 and 4:30 to allow the final portion of pavement construction to take place. The Texas Department of Transportation says the project is ahead of schedule and, weather permitting, will be completed around the end of the month. And drivers in the area of FM 2818 and Rio Grande might see some delays this morning as workers switch to new signals around 9 a.m. Before the Texas A&M Board of Regents started debating next year's tuition and fee increases for the system's 11 schools, which passed by a 5-3 margin, they congratulated the Aggie women's and men's track teams. Head coach Pat Henry thanked the board.
Some of these people you'll see in the Olympic Games coming up here not too long, and we have a good group of them here.
Athletics Director Eric Hyman also attended the board meeting and handed out throwback football helmets that were featured in their last home game. Hot off the heels of the torrid meteor showers from Central Texas, people from Central Texas to the Metroplex saw something unique on Saturday night. About 8:45, an apparent meteor streaked across the skies. Wiley resident Cindy Alanise was looking toward the southwest when she saw it.
I saw a ball of traveling really fast toward the ground and followed by a long fire trail.
Astronomers say if it wasn't a meteor, it could have been a piece of space debris. No word on whether it hit the surface of the Earth. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Suddenlink just introduced a bunch of brand new channels. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and check out Suddenlink's new lineup with the Blaze, Pivot, and Sprout. The Blaze you've heard all about with Glenn Beck. Pivot has stuff like the mixtape, Soul Pancake, Hit Records on TV, and the show Please Like Me. I just like the name of that one. Sprout's got a ton of kids programming like Bob the Builder and Astro Blast, and you can find all those channels and where they're at by popularDemand.com. Just visit that website for the channel listings. Suddenlink also has great internet to offer you. 15.0 high-speed internet, $35 a month, and according to PC Magazine, they are most highly recommended. You get the 30-day money-back we promise guarantee from Suddenlink, and you don't have to get a contract. Get Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch today. Stop by the local Suddenlink store at 4114 East 29th Street, down there by the TV station. Or you can head over to the website and do it faster and easier than ever before because they've recently upgraded the website. It's Suddenlink.com. suddenlink.com. Again, suddenlink.com.
On Memorial Day in Bastogne, the citizens of Belgium presented a program of remembrance for the Aggies who fought in the Battle of the Bulge. This one-time live spectacular at the Martensen Memorial was seen by over 5,000 Belgians, and now you can see it too. On Veterans Day, Bryan Broadcasting and Premier Cinemas present this 40-minute preview to Texas Aggies Go to War, a new museum opening in Belgium on the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. It was recorded for French TV and will be shown Tuesday on the big screen at Premier Cinema. Admission to the 6:30 show is free, but you'll need a ticket. Call Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email ticket at bryanbroadcasting.com. The Texas Aggies Go to War Martensen Memorial Spectacular. Recorded on Memorial Day in Bastogne, Belgium, and presented this Veterans Day by Premier Cinemas in Bryan and Bryan Broadcasting.
Hope you can join us for that. Going to be out there to see folks. Ought to be a full house. That's what we're hoping for.
Yes.
So get in touch with us and get your reservations. All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and warm weather in the forecast, but significant changes are likely Wednesday as much, much colder weather comes down from the north. It'll be sunny and warm today, high 75 to 80. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy, near 60. Partial sun tomorrow. By late in the day, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy, turning sharply cooler. Breezy tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday, highs only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the high school football report. Aggies stunned Auburn, and the A&M women's soccer team did something in the SEC that hasn't happened since 2001. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll talk about it about 7:50.
Yeah, so it's okay to talk about football again. And
there's a few less battered Aggies.
Yeah, I happened to be traveling, and so it was difficult to keep up. And I checked it. Okay, we were ahead 14-0. Well, that's cool. All right, that's all right. And then I got someplace where I could actually sit down in front of a television where that running back started going crazy for them, and they scored, you know, two touchdowns. It got close. I said, all right, we gotta quit watching. And so we did. And so when I finally got access again, you know, all I had to do was turn on the phone and I got the score. I went, oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, all right. Everything's all right. So I figure if that's the way you could do it and kind of grabs and snatches and not have to agonize, you know, you just go, oh. Because every time I looked, everything was okay.
Did you go back and watch the last 2 minutes of game time?
I did.
Because it was in the moment, I nearly had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt my pulse in my neck.
Okay.
But it was awesome.
But you see, I hate to admit this, but, you know, I didn't capture it. I was out of town, so I didn't capture it. So, you know, going back and trying to find that, you can't. You know, I went to CBS. I mean, is there some place where
it was on SEC yesterday, I think. SEC Network.
Okay. That's it. I'll have to go back and find that.
That's how I fudged.
Yeah, so I can do that and so pick up on that. But, yeah, all they showed was the blocked field goal, which was cool. And,
oh, man, yeah, was it ever.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. And you know, and you think about that, that's Auburn. Don't they know better? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they know?
Yeah, after last season.
That's what I'm saying. I bet you they had that conversation. Guys, when we did it, we thought that was cool. Why'd you let the other guys do
it? Well, that was a return, though.
Yeah, it was, but still, just the whole idea.
The special teams.
All right, so, guys, here we go. This is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Facebook on the verge of supplanting traditional political advertising, maybe? The media company BuzzFeed announced yesterday a new partnership with Facebook to use sentiment analysis, to provide an alternative method of finding out what voters think of individual politicians. All right.
They say it's aggregate information, and I mean, I can't.
What are they aggregating?
I mean, it's not personally identifiable. I wish they wouldn't, but I mean,
why is it not personally identifiable? Well, why do you think that they don't know?
I think they could know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everything. But the second you hit enter and post your first post on Facebook, you've given them information. It's up to you. They don't know anything you don't tell them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that's for sure, and that's what Facebook is all about.
Right?
People tell
me more. Tell me more.
The And it's interesting because there was a story, actually, this was about 4 months ago, that there are cable systems that are now doing that, identifying households and sending certain commercials during local access, certain commercials to houses that they don't send to other houses, maybe on the next street or the next door, as a matter of fact.
I got a little freaked out. I was looking up a pair of jeans on a brand new computer.
Okay.
And within, it was close enough to be noticeable, the commercial appeared on TV. And it's not a very popular...
Oh, you wear weird jeans. Okay.
Well, so yeah, no, I don't. I was just looking into it. But anyway, it was Duluth Trading Company. But it was probably coincidence, but it made me wonder because that's highly possible.
Well,
remarketing?
Yeah, I don't think they're doing it in this market. I don't think that is available here.
Not the channel I was watching.
But it is available out there. They're doing that. So just so you know, if you go someplace, then what they'll do is they'll go, oh, well, wait, you're susceptible to the... I'm saying susceptible. You're more likely to like this kind of cottage cheese or whatever, you know, and so you end up getting commercials like that. See, when you give up, like you said, when you give up that information, when you get on the internet and give them that information or you interact with them, then they think they got you figured out.
It's an interesting prospect, though, not to go too deep, but they... The idea of, oh, you like this, we'll show you more of this, it really sort of can sometimes put you in your own little walled garden. You end up not experiencing things that you would.
How bucolic.
Very nice.
Well, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Here I am. Yeah. Okay.
In the next half hour, we'll be talking about tattoos.
Okay.
About tattoos. Because, again, as you get older and you view tattoos differently, and you know, you see people in circumstances, you go, oh gosh, well, that if you're old like I am, you're gonna go, wow, that's kind of interesting that person has ink. But anyway, we got stats on that, and I can't imagine you guys are at work today. I mean, after the news that I heard this morning about Pepsi, about Mountain Dew and Doritos. Kevin, are you there? Are you on it?
I'm unfamiliar with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
It might not be long before we're hearkening back to those glorious days when you were crunching your Doritos and reaching your red-stained fingers in for that bottle of Mountain Dew out of the fridge to wash it down with. Now, apparently, you'll have everything. That's right. There will be Doritos that... I guess tastes like Mountain Dew.
Ugh.
Doritos.
Okay. Thank you. No.
Okay. Or how about the other way around?
Uh-huh.
You could do that.
No.
How about an orange?
No.
No. Okay. You don't want to have an orange colored soda that would taste like it.
They both exist.
Yeah, they do. They both exist.
Uh-uh.
All right.
Taco shell. Okay. You can do a Doritos taco shell. That's a natural progression.
They said it's orange, but it comes with a Doritos aftertaste.
I understand what I'm saying here, but that's just unnatural.
Well, it is. We'll see how
that's.
We'll see how that works out. I guess, are they test marketing, Patrick? Do you know, or are they just rolling out
Japan.
Someplace?
I heard Japan.
Oh, well, okay. That's
the
fine.
Thought of sucking that through a straw, just no.
All right. They get all the fun stuff in Japan first, don't they? Right.
Oh, yeah, we talked about tree-shaped Doritos for Christmas.
Tree-shaped Doritos.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of Christmas, obviously Halloween's over, so it's time for Christmas, right? Just jump right over the turkey. Stores decking the halls and... putting the tinsel out to keep that holiday gift-giving front and center.
Poor Thanksgiving.
For those of us hapless shoppers. Recent survey shows that this bothers a whole lot of people, though. 78% of American U.S. Americans that they surveyed, a web and mobile app test automation company, says that we don't want to hear Christmas music now. I heard Christmas music last weekend. We were in a store. Looked up at the clerk. She went, yeah, I know. And you shook her head. Meaning it was a corporate decision, but nonetheless. They say that they don't want to hear Christmas music. And if you can imagine, the people working in the store get to hear it all the time. And back in the day...
I'm waiting for that to become a defense.
Yeah, a defense of...
I killed people because I heard Christmas music starting in August.
Back in the day... Brian Broadcasting, or WTAW, not Brian Broadcasting because we were another corporation at that time, but we also were the Muzak distributor in town, okay? So you have that background music. And when we would put the Christmas reel on, and, you know, it just goes in one direction real slowly, then goes back and plays over and over again. And the merchants, you know, I remember going into a store and I was selling advertising then, and she knew that we did the music. She said, I've memorized
order.
The order of the Christmas songs. I'm going, yeah, that's a little too much. Hello.
Yeah, you know, the local mall already has their Santa out. We saw it this weekend.
Oh, did they? Thank you. Okay. Well, there
you
are. I
noticed they had the decorations up when I was in there.
Okay, so there you go. Anyway, they want e-tailers to remember that, you know, we've got Cyber Monday coming up. 3/4 of the survey respondents say that stores should concentrate on providing a specific Cyber Monday website or a dependable app that can handle the sales volume that you can expect on that day. I'm thinking that you really, I try not to do a lot of online shopping, certainly at that time, but I would think it'd be a whole lot better to be doing that with a bigger screen in front of you rather than, of course, if you have old fingers too. That kind of causes the app to not work so well. But I would think, you know, you would want to, especially you'd want to get as big a look as you possibly could at what you're about to go spend money on. But nonetheless, I don't know. Are you different, Patrick? Because you're younger.
I don't shop online pretty much at all.
Oh, okay.
Me either.
Right. I'm not against it. I do when I need to. It's just meh. I don't care to. I comparison shop online, then I go buy in the store.
See, okay.
I like to be able to touch what I'm buying too. Okay.
Well, but a lot of people are doing it in reverse order too. That's how it did really start that way. I think people would see it and then they would go online to try to comparison shop it. Now, I believe it has in a lot of cases. It's turned around the other direction because you comparison shop, then you do want to go out, touch and feel and all that. But with just 4 weeks to go until Cyber Monday, the e-tailer Byvia, comparing early shopping numbers between the holiday season of 2013 and this year, according to their information, just over half of the shoppers are coming to shop apps. 45% of them did it in 2013, so again, now just half, so it's gone up some. Now, what's interesting is the iOS apps seem to be outnumbering the Androids 3-1. Why is that? Their report also shows that women are shopping earlier than men. Well, that always happens. I mean, before cell phones, that happened. Women just, they're better organized than we are.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
Now, Nicole fully expects to be done before Thanksgiving.
See, and I guess that's probably okay, huh?
It's because women shop and men buy. We don't have to start a suit. We walk in, we see it, we like it, we buy it.
That's it. Done. Direct dial telephone service began coast to coast on this date in 1951. That's when area codes were first introduced.
Putting operators out of business.
Remember that? Area codes? Yep. Yeah. You know?
The lower ones were for the bigger cities because you had to rotate it less.
Yep. Remember back when they had those first push button phones out in public and everything was metal back then. And of course, I guess the rotary dial phones, that was metal too.
Yep.
All that. These days, somebody. You know, you show that to a 10-year-old right now. Show them a dial phone. Would they know what to do with that?
Weren't you the one who showed us about a year ago the little rotary pen?
Yeah.
Promotional rotary dialer.
Exactly.
Assister.
Yep. I had those. When did I get those? I got some of those about 10 or 15 years ago, really, and gave one to Jay Sokol, and I think he passed some of them around. Where folks, when they used to have rotary phones, the ladies who used to have to dial the phone a lot of times, obviously that would be tough on your fingers. And so these were maybe 4 or 5 inches long, and they had a little plastic ball on the end, and you would actually put that into the dial so you could dial the phone.
Oh, technology.
Yeah. 723. One winning ticket in Saturday night's lottery, $203 million. May not be one person, but it's one ticket. Sold in Missouri. Winning ticket numbers, who cares? Okay, there were also $1 million match 5 winners in North Carolina, Florida, New York, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. You know, that's not bad for a consolation prize.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, you could buy a lot of Doritos with that.
God.
I'm just telling you. All right, we'll get some. I mean, I don't know where. We'll find some. We'll get them in here. We'll let you taste test them and see if you decide.
Why do I get to be the guinea pig?
I don't like them anyway. I don't like it anyway, but you might. See?
Give it to Kevin. He'll eat anything.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Here's City of College Station Council member Blanche Brick.
That hamburger sure was good. Did you know that your local public health department inspects food establishments in order to keep the public's food safe? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on food establishments, inspections and permits, water testing, immunizations clinics, and much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and safe.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 7:26. Our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now until November the 28th, Lennox offering up to $1,300 rebates on complete home comfort systems. Get in touch with the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Going to need some of that heating, as a matter of fact, looks like before the end of the week. Now, temperature today, great, 77 degrees. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 maybe, 61 tonight. Then tomorrow we'll... Our high will be 62. It'll fall down into the 50s. Probably by sunset, we'll be down in the lower 50s. And then Tuesday night, it'll be 39 before we're done. Wednesday morning, sunshine. Actually, the rest of the week, sunshine. But high temperatures will only be around 52 or 53 degrees. 37 for a low on Wednesday night and Thursday. At least right now, they're saying that'll be our first freeze of the year at 32 degrees. We'll see. Right now, the winds are calm, 86% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 49.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Self-described lifelong Republican John Huntsman Sr., who back in the day was a special assistant to President Nixon, had some harsh words for the Tea Party. Mr. Huntsman told Yahoo News the Tea Party has completely captivated and ruined the Republican Party today, and they'll show this in 2016, he said. Unless a Jeb Bush comes in, or a John Huntsman Jr., my beloved son, the Republicans don't have a prayer. When Huntsman Sr. was asked if Jr. would run again, he said he didn't think so, but he wished his son would listen to him and give it another try. He's just a bright, wonderful, decent individual who brings people together, who's unifying. Jeb Bush is very bright and able, would represent the Republican Party very well, but Huntsman doubts that Jeb would be embraced by the Tea Party gang. And then he was asked about a Bush-Hillary matchup. Mr. Lifelong Republican Huntsman said he's not a great handicapper, but he thinks Hillary would be a fine, fine president. Democrats, including the most partisan like Hillary Clinton, fine people. So-called moderate Republicans like Junior and Jeb, fine people. But principled Tea Partiers, a gang of evil people who ruin the Republicans. A question such lifelong Republicans never answer is why in recent times when moderate Republicans, fine people, win the nomination to run for president, why do they lose? The hunt for blame continues.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, Mahindra Tractors have done it again. They've found a way to make your dream of owning a tractor a reality during Mahindra's Red Ribbon Holiday Sale. For a limited time, the revolutionary Mahindra Max Series and the value-packed E-Max Series come with special savings. Purchase a backhoe-equipped Mahindra Max or E-Max and a Mahindra implement, and you can get zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until January 31st of 2015, plus a $1,000 rebate and a five-year warranty. It's the Mahindra Power Package. So care for the land you love with the tractor brand that takes care of you. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To learn more, visit MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinsky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinsky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Local law enforcement say over a 48-hour period last week, area hospitals and clinics had seen 24 patients with drug overdoses involving synthetic marijuana products. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one death may be attributed to smoking products such as K2, Spice, and Kush.
We're encouraging the public, if they see somebody that is in medical distress and if they know that, relay that information to police and first responders. You know, sometimes people don't want to give that information because they're afraid they're going to get somebody in trouble. But the more information that we have, we stand a better chance on tracing back to the source of this and also providing medical personnel with the information they need to adequately treat the person who needs help.
The victims range in age from the late teens to their early 40s. This would have been the 30th year of the Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley, where local volunteers would have provided what has grown to 1,200 meals. But it's not happening this year, according to organizer Danny Morrison, because there's no place to cook the 80 to 90 turkeys. In past years, the birds were cooked in the kitchens of Texas A&M Campus Dining. The regional marketing director for Chartwell's, in charge of food service, says over the summer the availability of the kitchens was uncertain due to construction. But organizers were told October 1st the kitchens used in the past were available. Chartwell says the offer still stands for the kitchens, along with assistance from campus dining employees. College Station police are looking for those responsible for 12 vehicle burglaries that were reported last Wednesday. Seven were in the parking lots of three fitness centers, and one of those three involved five vehicles. In all seven, someone smashed out windows to get inside. Purses were among the common items taken. Bryan Police has released a video, which you can see online at WTAW.com, in the ongoing search of two shoplifters from the Walmart on Briarcrest. The man and woman are accused of leaving the store pushing shopping carts containing $1,900 of electronics and computers. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, or in this case, the new bridge on Rock Prairie Road over the freeway. The Texas Department of Transportation reports that, weather permitting, widening the overpass should be completed by the end of the month. But today, more delays are expected, with more traffic lane shifting to allow the start of work on the final portion of pavement construction. TxDOT reports College Station police will be assisting with traffic control today between 8:30 and 4:30. And the city says to expect delays at Rio Grande and FM 2818 as new lights are switched on today. The Texas A&M Board of Regents took time at their recent meeting to recognize the Aggie women's and men's track teams. During that presentation, Athletics Director Eric Hyman presented the board with a throwback football helmet that was featured in their last home game. That was noted by track head coach Pat Henry, who followed Hyman.
We have no helmets to give you.
Yeah, Coach Henry, we'll say one of the best track coach in the country.
Thank you. Thank you very much for recognizing this group. This is a talented group of young people.
Regents Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan read the resolution, which you can hear online, as well as see photos from the board meeting at WTAW.com. Former President George H.W. Bush is being honored by the European Parliament as part of events marking the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Bush will become the first American to receive the Robert Schuman Medal during a ceremony today at the Bush School. Bush was president when the Berlin Wall was toppled in 1989. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing. And they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZA Real Estate. com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready, and you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
7:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm weather across the region today, but that's going to be changing with time. Colder temperatures will push down tomorrow night and Wednesday. Sun today should lead to a high of 75 to 80. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Partial sun tomorrow. By late in the day, there could be a shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Wednesday, sunny, with highs of only 55 to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I couldn't be prouder of these guys and their coaching staff to go in a situation where the odds were stacked against us.
Playing number three on the road were steep odds, but A&M managed to pull that off Saturday. We'll have more on Aggie football. Aggie soccer does something that hasn't happened since 2001, and more from the NFL with the Cowboys over jolly old England. That plus a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you here in 13 minutes or so.
There you go. The Congress, you know, in their eminent wisdom decided that...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah. decided that they would take certain holidays and they'd go ahead and observe them on the Monday closest, you know, so that you could get a long weekend, because that's what it's all about, right? Getting some time off. Now, there's some that they don't do. 4th of July is one of them, is our national holiday. But Veterans Day, today is not a postal holiday, or because actually Veterans Day is tomorrow, 11-11. And, you know, you should always thank a vet. Unfortunately, we don't do it enough. We do that tomorrow in a lot of ways, and we're like so many other communities around America, that we will have special ceremonies for Veterans Day. But the deal is, you know, in America, we really don't look at Veterans Day quite the same as people in Europe do.
Absolutely not.
You know, over there, we were there helping them be able to regain their freedom. And in Belgium, they think the world of Americans.
They celebrate Memorial Day.
Yeah. May the 13th, the Belgian people honored Americans who had sacrificed their lives to save their country during World War II. This year, on their Memorial Day service, they had 5,000 Belgians there to attend a really tremendous tribute that honored Texas Aggies over there. And so that presentation took place at Bastogne. And they put together a presentation that's about a half an hour long, a little bit longer. And we are going to be able to show that to you tomorrow, thanks to our friends at Premier Cinema. And we're having a showing at 6:30 tomorrow night. If you'll call the radio station during regular business hours, you can get a reservation to come in. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. But we want you to be able to see that event. And I think even if you are not a veteran, if you go, you will understand how those people feel about those men and women who fought for them. It's really inspiring to see that. It's unfortunate that you have to go across the ocean to have that, to have those people who feel so so inspired by what Americans did for them. But it's a tremendous thing, and it's tomorrow night, and it's free. And so if you'll give us a call, we expect that it should be something that will move all sorts of folks. And you know, we got a lot of things going on tomorrow, but that's one of them. If you'll mark that on your calendar, that'd be a good deal.
I caught 5 minutes of it up here, and I had the tallest goosebumps I've had in a long
time. Yeah, it is. It's a tremendous presentation. And again, we should feel proud as Americans that there were men and women who were willing to do that for those people who they did not even know. They just those people wanted their freedom back, and we were willing to fight to give it back to them. So anyway, give us a call, 695. What's our number?
9595.
That's the office number after 8 o'clock this morning.
Or ticket@BryanBroadcasting.com.
Yeah, you can do that online, as a matter of fact.
And not tickets, ticket.
Ticket. Did you know...
It's C Same Street.
...that they're 45 years old. Today is the, 45 years ago today.
Yeah, we almost share a birthday.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I do, anyway.
Okay. Oh, when's your birthday?
January the 9th.
Oh, okay. Well, this is November.
He's talking about the age.
Oh, okay. In other words, you grew up watching this.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never known a life without Big Bird or Grover or Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster used to have big pointy teeth in the beginning. You remember that? Did you know that?
From the very beginning. That only lasted like a season, though, because he's too
deal.
Scary.
I mean, it was. It was scary, and that's part of it. Did you know that Oscar the Grouch was orange when he first started?
Yep.
And the Telly Monster had little antennas coming up out of his head. And Snuffleupagus was kind of mean looking, as a matter of fact, too. So they did change that. But anyhow.
And Big Bird was really wiry and not the same.
Yeah. That's, well, you know, he's eating better. What it is. All right. I don't know if you know what 538 is. 538.com. A guy named Nate Silver put together 538.com. They basically just gather information. He used to be in a thing called the Baseball Prospectus, and he got into politics and decided that was pretty cool. So now he's keeping stats on all sorts of things, and he has for us today stats on tats. Stats on tattoos.
Wow, that's so clever sounding.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's a radio professional. All right, here are the numbers. About 23% of U.S. American adults have at least one tattoo, 23%. Just 6% of people 65 and older have ink. 38% of adults 18 to 29 have at least one tat. That's about one in every three people, obviously. 26% of the people who are aged 18 to 29 say they have two or more tattoos. Again, about a quarter of those 18 to 29 say that they have two or more tattoos. But most people with body art don't necessarily want the whole world to see it. In 2010, there was a study of the Pew Trust asked people if those with tattoos had them in visible places, and 75% of them said no. An additional 9% said it depended on what they were wearing. NBA players, what percentage do you think of NBA players are inked? I think this is way low.
What percentage are they saying?
Oh, way low? Because I was going to say like 70.
No, I'm going 82.
They say 56%.
No.
In 2010, they said 56%. Only 14% of people with tattoos said they ever regretted getting the ink. Again, only 14%. I will wonder how that number will change 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
The American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery breaks down how many people regretted their ink enough to get it erased by laser. There were more than 45,000 procedures for tattoo removal in U.S. America last year. About 75% of them performed on women. More than half of those laser removals of tattoos last year were for people 19 to 34. About 425 people ages 65 and older had them removed. I figure if you're 65, you're going, what the heck? I got it.
I've had it this long.
Yeah, plus the fact that it doesn't look like it used to. 538.com says after crunching all the data, they figured out that only 0.1% of U.S. Americans with tattoos ever regretted having them removed.
Huh.
So there you are. I still think those numbers are small about, obviously, the NBA.
Oh, no question.
I wonder if a lot of the non-tatted guys are just riding the bench, though. Because everyone who's playing has tattoos.
I'm sorry, sir, you can't play. You're not inked up enough.
Yeah. Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened, and we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
For some time now, radical terrorist groups have been on a brutal rampage throughout the Middle East, savagely murdering thousands. Some say the answer to this crisis is diplomacy, but I disagree. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My good friend Sammy Yacoub leads our offices in the Middle East. Native to the region, he understands well the mentality of extreme Muslim factions like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and others. He'll tell you in no uncertain terms that diplomacy is useless. These groups aren't street gangs out to cause mischief and mayhem. They're ruthless terrorists who operate out of a deep-seated ideology. Convert or die is their mantra and mission. In their view, all who stand against Islam must be destroyed. To civilized societies, a belief system that condones such barbaric behavior is hard to imagine. But we've seen this before, most notably Nazi Germany. Fortunately, the greatest generation, as they've been called, understood the twisted nature of Adolf Hitler's ideology. They didn't minimize it, call for diplomacy, or slink away into pacifism and hope the problem resolved itself. No, they stood tall. They called Hitler's actions precisely what they were. Evil. And most importantly, they confronted them head on. Friends, I don't believe the challenges we face in our world today are much different. The bottom line, you can't reason with evil. You have to crush it. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. but adding Dynavite to their diets has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
So on vacation last week out of town, that meant that I didn't have my Sleep Number bed. Now, the bed I slept on was okay, but you know, I was anxious to get back to the Sleep Number bed because you do get used to it. My Sleep Number setting is 65, and the great thing about the Sleep Number bed is the dual-chamber technology so that your number can be different than your sleep partner's number, and yet you get just the bed that you want. Sometimes you may want it firmer. Sometimes you may want it less firm. And, again, you miss it when you're away from it. And right now is a great time for you to stop in and, first of all, find out what your Sleep Number setting is. You can only find that out at the Sleep Number store, which is located on Texas Avenue right by Harvey Road. But also, the Veterans Day sale, you can save $600 on a top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's at its lowest price. Stop in and see why the Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find out your Sleep Number setting today. Do that at the Sleep Number store, and then you can start enjoying it so that you'll probably miss it while you're on vacation. Do this for yourself. It's something that you'll appreciate every time you sleep on your Sleep Number bed. Stop in and see him at the Sleep Number store.
Aggie Auctioneers David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their second annual Fall Consignment Auction, 10 a.m. Friday, November 21st at the Brazos County Expo Center. Hundreds of trucks, construction, and ag equipment will be up for auction. View a partial list at capauctions.com. Work trucks, tractors, dozers, backhoes, lifts, skid steers, ATVs, and shop equipment. Get what you need. For more info or to consign your own equipment, call 703-1863 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer, license number 13489.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 751. We'll start off with a high school football report from Friday. A&M Consolidated laced Livingston 63-7. Bryan beat Rudder 56-19. College Station pounded Candy Creek 63-7. The number one Navasota Rattlers blanked Houston Washington 77-0. And St. Joseph's Catholic fell to Brazos Christian 41-0. If you'd like to find out more on your favorite high school football team, we have that all posted at BrazosFootball.com. Aggie football stunned almost everybody, shocking then number 3 Auburn 41-38. Senior wideout Malcolm Kinney was asked following the game how they pulled it off.
I think everything happened on the field can explain itself. I mean, these guys played hard. We did well in all three phases of the game. And I think everybody played with some emotion tonight. Coach Sumlin challenged us. He said, play with some emotion. And as simple as that, we won the game.
Coach Sumlin in the post-game presser complimenting both the players and the coaches after the game.
I couldn't be prouder of these guys and their coaching staff to go in a situation where the odds were stacked against us and to practice the way they practiced this week and stay focused, particularly on the road in this environment. It's a great environment to play and handle things the way they did from start to finish. It's that's a complete team and coaching staff effort.
Next up, Mizzou heads to Kyle Field this Saturday at 6:30. That means the Fan Zone broadcast exclusive to WTAW starts at 2:30 right here on 1620. Now, Texas A&M did not jump into the top 25 after the upset win, but they did receive 83 votes, the second most of any team out of the chart, only behind Oklahoma, who was just removed from the top 25 after falling to Baylor. Mississippi State and Florida State remained 1 and 2 in the Associated Press College Football Poll after the fifth straight week, but the rest of the top 10 has been altered following Auburn's loss to the Aggies. Michigan State and Notre Dame also lost, so it's Oregon at 3, followed by Alabama, TCU, Baylor, Arizona State, Ohio State, Auburn, and Mississippi. Ohio State climbed 5 spots after beating Michigan State. TCU and Baylor moved up 4 spots, and Auburn fell 6. A&M Soccer wrapped up the scoring in the first half of the SEC Championship game yesterday.
This will be a right-footed, outswinging corner kick. Pounds gets the ball in.
Top of the sixth, Jake Groom gets a header, goal, Texas A&M.
Aggie soccer blank Kentucky 1-0 Sunday to win their second consecutive SEC tournament title. The ladies became the first team since Florida in 2001 to repeat the championship double, winning the regular season and tournament crowns in back-to-back seasons. Aggies will get their NCAA tournament assignment today at 3:30 during the selection show on NCAA.com. Number 5 Texas A&M women's basketball defeated Oklahoma City 74-51 in exhibition play Saturday at Reed. Torrey Scott led the women with 13 points. In the NFL, Tony Romo returned from injury to help the Dallas Cowboys beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-17 yesterday at Wembley Stadium in London. Romo tossed 3 touchdown passes and racked up 246 yards after sitting out last week's game with two broken bones in his back. Dez Bryant caught a pair of TDs for the Cowboys, and here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett on the tandem's success from yesterday.
And then when he had opportunities to throw the ball underneath, I thought he delivered the ball well, and the run after catch was big in this game. Dez really made a couple great plays for us, plays that kind of changed the game. Those were huge for us. Those are the difference-making plays that allowed us to get ahead.
Week 11 sees the Cowboys get a bye week, and the Texans coming off of their bye week take on Johnny Football and the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. That game Sunday at noon. In the late game last night, the Packers stuffed the Bears 55-41. NASCAR chase for the championship has come down to Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano following Sunday's race in the Phoenix International Raceway. Harvick dominated the Quicken Loans race for Heroes 500. Here's Harvick post-race.
Well, I think you have to stack it up there in the top five for sure, just for the fact that, our backs were against the wall. There was really only one way in, and that was to win the race. And you can't take any more momentum going to Homestead than what we've got right here. So I am really excited for all these guys.
Jeff Gordon finished second but lost his bid for a fifth Sprint Cup championship when Newman knocked Kyle Larson into the wall on the final lap to finish 11th, just 1 point ahead of Gordon. The Gary Blair and Billy Kennedy Show return to action tonight, 6-7 and 7-8, respectively, for the Blair and Kennedy shows. And it's all broadcast live here on News Talk 1620. And that is your sports brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Finally, a college football controversy we can enjoy. At LSU, of course, they've had that live tiger mascot since 1936.
Yeah. Mike the Tiger.
You bet. Used to be brought out to every home football game until last year. Been a total no-show this season. When asked about Mike the Tiger, no longer getting in that trailer and sitting outside the opponent's locker room on the field is an intimidation factor. The mascot's primary vet, Dr. David Baker, who's the director of Division Laboratory Animals at LSU, had to say He doesn't care. He's an animal.
He won't load up. He ignores the commands. I love it.
Cat people know that cats do what cats are going to do, he said, and life is on their terms. You cannot force them, and we have no way of forcing him. Okay? I'll say that again. We have no way of forcing him. We wouldn't if we did. You just can't entice them.
Well, they didn't try putting up a sign that said no cats allowed, because then he definitely would have been out
there.
That's
it. He said, people call me with these brilliant ideas, put a stake in the trailer. Oh, wow, 20 years, we never thought of that. I like this guy's attitude. I really do. Most fans are blaming Mike's caretakers for not being forceful enough.
Yeah, you force a tiger.
Really? They call with suggestions like using a cattle prod to get it in there.
Frosted flakes.
The doctor, you know.
Oh, very nice.
Because they're great. The doctor says he doesn't read his Facebook page. This might come as a surprise to some people. Or, oh, man, I got to go to the Alabama game. It's just something he doesn't care about. He is just a tiger. I like it.
Golf clap for the doctor.
I'm telling you, that's it. That's get an attitude right there. All right, it's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Brian.